Hello everybody, my name is Sana O'Kelly, you can call me Lily. And in today's episode, I want to talk about the telltale signs that you might have a nightmare client on your hands. Now, if you are a service-based entrepreneur, a coach, a writer, a consultant, or a freelancer, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. We're talking about the clients that if you could go back in time, you probably wouldn't have said yes to taking them on into your business. That's why if you are specifically new in the world of content writing or coaching, consulting, or offering any kind of service to your clients as a small-scale business owner, make sure you listen until the end because the signs I'll be talking about can really save you a lot of time and a lot of headache in your business. Okay, the first sign is that they keep blaming others for their own shortcomings. Now, these are people who will blame other people for their failures when they hire you. They will keep putting the blame and speaking negatively about all their old coaches or anybody that they hired for working on their projects. In my opinion, having self-awareness and self-responsibility is among the major factors that make someone successful. If you have a prospect that's been jumping from one company or individual to another to get the services that they need, and you know that they have been blaming their past hires for all of their shortcomings, then that is really a huge red flag. Now, I do agree that there might be some people who worked for them that were simply not the right fit. But what's important is that this client needs to have enough maturity to understand that they also have equal ownership in their journey to success. If they are constantly blaming other people or external factors for why they aren't successful yet, then that's probably going to be a nightmare client to work for. This kind of behavior actually shows to you that they are not taking any responsibility for their own journey. And not only this, if a client cannot even acknowledge the key learnings or transformations that they took from their previous consultants, then you might want to watch out as their intentions might not be in the right place. Offering a service to a business that's specific to your niche is not just about getting money from the client and helping the client make more money out of their business. It's actually about building a good rapport for yourself in the market. There are so many transformations that happen for both you and your client that might not be monetary or numerical. And if a client does not appreciate that about their past hires, there's a high chance that they're not going to give credit to you either, no matter how you perform for them. So at the end of the day, that's really going to affect your payments from the client negatively. That's why it's really important to understand the intentions of your prospective clients and make sure that they're signing up for you for the right reasons and that their expectations of you are very realistic. Now, speaking of expectations, the second telltale sign that you might have a prospective nightmare client on your hands is the fact that they're looking for big results in a very short period of time. Unrealistic clients want unrealistic results, you see? That's why it's really, really important to make sure that you are setting your boundaries and expectations of what you can do and what you cannot do. Trust me on this, especially if you are a new coach, a new copywriter, a new freelancer, or anybody new in the service industry. I understand that you want to offer and promise the world to your clients. However, that's going to cause a lot of mismatch when it comes to the end result. If you're trying to bend yourself backwards and twist yourself everywhere just to make sure that the client is hiring you by telling them everything that they want to hear, then that client is probably going to end up being really disappointed. And not only this, while they're working with you, they're definitely going to be breathing down your neck just to make sure that you're getting them the results that you had promised them from the beginning. That's why it's important to be transparent in what you can offer and what you cannot offer. The best way to do that is not only to have awesome application forms that make sure you understand what type of person is walking into your program, but also hosting sales calls, discovery calls, consultation calls, where you can actually have a talk with this person so that the level of understanding of what you can and cannot offer is very clear from the get-go. Not only are unrealistic clients that want fast and big results going to be an issue in your business, but also these types of clients typically look at you as their savior. You really want to avoid clients who are looking at you as the only key to their success or who have a really strong codependency on you. If you notice on the sales call that a certain client has really big goals that they're turning to you to get for them, that's really going to be a huge issue. Dream clients are the ones that acknowledge that they themselves are their own saviors. You as a service provider are merely their guide. You're giving them the roadmap, you're encouraging them on their journey, but you're not going to do all the work for them. That's why if you notice that a client seems to be very desperate and is looking at you as a band-aid solution for all of their problems overnight, then I recommend to you to definitely run the other way. Not only this, let me give you a bonus tip, especially for the business consultants out there. You want to make sure that the clients that you're taking in already have an existing skill set to bring to the table. A big issue that I see is when clients come to you and expect you to teach them everything from A to Z so that they can replicate it and basically become a copy and paste version of you. You really want to make sure that the people that you're taking into your business are independently unique and all you're doing is guiding them, not teaching them every single thing that they need to know in order to replicate it back into their own business, because that's just going to be like a toxic relationship and you really don't want to take on clients that are solely hiring you in order to copy you. Moving on to my next telltale sign that you might have a nightmare prospective client on your hands is that they do not respect your boundaries. Now, here I'm talking about the people who have applied to your program or offered you a contract, but they started following up with you day in and day out, spamming you with emails and messaging you constantly even before you have actually accepted them as a client. I have actually had this happen to me before, where people who have contacted me for taking one of the services that I'm offering keep on following up constantly day and night, even though they know that I'll get back to them within 48 hours anyways. That's already a huge sign that this person might be a handful. You have to decide whether or not you want to spend time with people who do not respect your time. Also, be cautious about clients who start sending you massive proposals on what they expect from you before you have even had a conversation with them. So pay attention to the behaviors of these prospective clients before you take them on, because the way they behave before officially hiring you actually shows a lot about what they're going to be like when they work with you and start paying you. Now, the last sign is that they are always late or cancel last minute. Although this one is super obvious, you'd be surprised at the number of people whom I know who do not get this message. Prospective clients who show up extremely late or cancel last minute to your discovery calls are a big and clear red flag. Many people really just let this one slide, especially when they are just starting off and are too excited about their business getting off the ground. Remember that you are not a babysitter. You need to be working with responsible adults who understand how to respect somebody's time. You see, people do not go to see their doctors late. They don't go to see their lawyers late. They don't ghost people who are important to them. Now, obviously, I understand that sometimes something might come up, such as bad traffic, or maybe somebody had an accident, and those reasons are, of course, forgivable. But people who do not give a good excuse of why they showed up late, or those who are late or ghost you every single time, are really the types that we would categorize as nightmare clients. You see, you need to respect yourself as a service provider and as an expert in your field, and make sure that you are very firm in your boundaries. Have a very clear cancellation policy. Have a clear late policy. For example, for me, if somebody shows up 10 minutes late to a call, I'm done. I cancel the call right away. There are no second chances unless they have a really good excuse of why they showed up late to the call that they had booked. You got to make sure that you respect yourself, because you simply cannot let anybody walk all over you. So to conclude, do not take clients who are jerks to you. Do not take clients who meet any of these four tips or criteria that I just spoke about, right? Have a great day and enjoy the very best wishes from me for your business.